99.5 KKLA FM Los Angeles and online at KKLA.com. It's the intersection of faith and reason. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Our phone number wide open, 888-995-KKLA. We're honored to have back in studio with us Dr. Mark Baker, the Executive Director of the LaVie Counseling Centers. Dr. Baker, welcome.
Thanks, Kevin. Good to be with you.
Recently, your son was watching a special on Nickelodeon titled The Bully Effect. Let's take a listen to a little bit about what that's about.
By sharing his story, Alex has given a voice to the millions of kids who suffer in silence. Let's show him our love, our gratitude. Please give a big welcome to Alex Libby.
Let me talk to you about bullying and what I went through and what many people go through. Most of the shy kids out there, they're afraid that they'll get picked on if they actually show who they really are. Being me, I learned that it wasn't me, it was them.
All right, so that's how it basically more or less started. And Dr. Baker, who frequently comes in studio with us, your son watched this and then you saw it and something just struck you.
It did. I was moved. I was moved by Alex's story. And actually, it brought up for me a lot of feelings about this, because we deal with this so often in our counseling center. And especially the challenge for us as a Christian counseling center is to try to help parents teach their kids how to deal with this from a Christian perspective.
Right.
The kids hear in church, you know, that you're supposed to turn the other cheek. You know, that they hear that all the time. What are you supposed to do when a kid is bullying you and literally slapping you in the cheek? What do you do? Are you supposed to turn the other cheek? And what we help them with is to understand what that passage really means. Hmm. You know, when Jesus said, if someone slaps you on the right cheek, you turn to him the left, right? At that time, in that time of history, you couldn't use the left hand in public, so to slap someone on the right cheek, you would have to backhand them, because the left hand was used for going to the toilet and it was not allowed for you to do anything in public with it. Hmm. That passage is specifically saying, don't let someone humiliate you. If somebody backhands you on the right cheek, you turn to him the left cheek. You stand there and say, I'm not going to fight you, because you don't respond with violence, but neither am I going to back down. I'm going to stand here and figure out a loving way to confront this situation and be treated as an equal. So we try to empower parents to learn how to deal with bullying from a loving perspective. What does it mean to be loving but confident and to stand in the face of violence in a way that changes it?
888-995-KKLA. Maybe your child has struggled with bullying. Maybe you struggled with bullying growing up. Maybe you were a bully. We can talk about any and all of those things with Dr. Mark Baker this afternoon. Dr. Baker, let me go back before we get too far down the path to the solution and kind of try to understand the problem better.
Right.
Pull the camera back a little bit, if you will, to the 35,000-foot level. When you see a bully, I think most therapists would say you're dealing with somebody who's also psychologically or emotionally broken. What generally drives people to bully in today's world?
Well, here's the problem. First of all, not all conflict is bullying. And in certain environments, people go too far. They think that any time any two kids are fighting, then there's bullying going on. That's not true. Bullying is aggressive behavior that intends to do harm to the other person or in some way to create distress for them. There's a power imbalance between the two, and it is likely to be repeated. So this is not just two boys who are mixing it up and fighting. This is one person who has more power, either social power or physical power, more than the other person, and he's repeatedly trying to humiliate and distress another person. That's bullying. So it's a very specific thing.
Right.
It's not just kids fighting.
What is motivating that bully to do that? Why does he? Because I don't think a healthy person chooses to do that.
Well, here's the other shocking thing, is that groups of normal kids can end up becoming bullies. It's like,
so Mean Girls was a real story.
Mean Girls was a real story.
Okay.
Actually, yeah, that was written by based on real events.
But it was a pack of girls that by themselves probably wouldn't have done anything.
Correct.
They gang up, and then so what is it about the pack that makes them think now's the time to go punish this little one?
Well, so they're different categories. So there's the pack bullying. So it's pack mentality, where especially at for kids at younger ages, they're really, really affected by social pressure. So if the cool kid is mean, then I'm going to be mean because I want the cool kid to like me. And for a lot of kids, they don't want the mean kid to turn that meanness on them.
Mm-hmm.
So they become a bully. A normal kid can become a bullying kid if they're around someone else who instigates that and makes that happen. So I want to point that out, that sometimes good kids become bullies and need to be corrected by their parents. But there are kids who either have been bullied themselves or their parents bully them at home. They take that right to school and bully. And that's the classic bully.
Yeah.
Is the one who feels bad about himself. And so he tends to humiliate other kids, and they love to do it with an audience. They want other kids to be laughing. They think it's funny to humiliate someone else because they themselves have low self-esteem and have been humiliated.
Yeah. So the bully that chooses to bully has probably been bullied, is what you're saying.
Correct.
In more times than not.
Correct.
888-995-KKLA. Maybe you've got a question or comment or story about this. Maybe you've got a tip that worked really well to help your family member overcome it, your child, et cetera. Let's talk to Patty, calling from Los Angeles. Hi, Patty. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, good. When I was a child, I was definitely picked on and beaten up and made to feel less than. And then there was other family issues going on as well that really did that to my self-esteem. I was very withdrawn, and I've noticed in my adult life, I had a relationship with a girlfriend where I treated her less than kind. That's being very mild with what had happened. I really treated her very, very poorly, and I'd like to know what to do with it to change my self-image and so that I don't carry on that kind of action.
So let me just understand the question correctly, and then Dr. Baker can answer it. But you're saying that you had a bad self-image. You, in essence, bullied this other kid, and now you want to know how to make that right?
No, actually, as a child, I was bullied, and I had a poor self-image because of that and other family issues as well. And I realized in my adult life, I have treated people unkindly. And I believe that it stems from the pain of having
right.
done what I did.
Okay. Dr. Baker?
Yeah, so now you find yourself now acting in unkind ways. This is really important. The first thing is that you need to realize that bullying is always wrong. And that's a moment in time when you come to that realization. Like right now, you can say, right. I now get it, that is always wrong. For me to be the mean person is always wrong. Two is you make the covenant with yourself and with God to stop it. You're not going to do that. And three is you start today looking for ways to be kind to other people. What we have found is that the kids who've been bullied, the one thing that made the biggest difference in their life is when someone else was kind to them, when someone else sought them out and said, you know what, you know, I noticed you're sitting there by yourself. Can I sit with you? And you can start to repair, you can start to repent, metanoia, change your mind for your behavior, and you can start to make amends for that by deciding now to look for ways to be kind to other people that need kindness.
What about the people specifically that she feels like she was unkind to? She should make a beeline to make that
I think
right for them?
If they're still in your life now, if you're being unkind to people, yeah, there's people that you may need to make amends with. Now, that's a bigger conversation for us, where there are certain people that you need to be reconciled with, and reconciliation is a process, and you need to ask for forgiveness from some people. But you've got to look at each one of those cases and decide whether or not you're going to be making it better or worse by doing that. But yes, there may be people that you need to make amends with.
Patty, I hope that helps. Thanks for the call. 888-995-KKLA. It's 9 minutes past six. We're talking with Dr. Mark Baker. He's the executive director at LaVie Counseling. The website is laviecounseling.org, L-A-V-I-E, counseling, all one word, .org. And if you would like to schedule an appointment or request more information, their direct 800 toll-free number is 800-483-9591, 800-483-9591. 9591. Kevin McCullough with you. Glad you're here at the intersection of faith and reason. 610, rapid traffic from the Azusa Pacific University Traffic Center.
KKLA.
Join Biola University May 10th and 11th for an apologetics conference as they celebrate 20 years of Stand to Reason. The event kicks off Friday night at Biola University with stimulating apologetics lectures and continues for a full day on Saturday featuring Greg Kokel, J.P. Moreland, Sean McDowell, Craig Hazen, and more. Can't make it to Biola? This event will also be streaming live online. For more info, visit biola.edu/standtoreason or call 888-33-BIOLA, 888-33-BIOLA.
If you thought Carrie Pomeroli was funny at Women's Night Out, wait till you hear her comedian hubby, Ron McGee.
I'm here today to present to you a very funny comedian. Favorite comedian.
It's not funny. You need to be funnier when you say comedian Carrie Pomeroli. Try to say it funnier.
And my most favorite comedian, Carrie Pomeroli.
Now you sound like a horse. That was awful.
But horses are funny.
Okay, why don't you talk about our credits or something? Like, we've been on Tonight Show and Comedy Central, and, you know, Christian people think that's important.
Okay, we've been on Tonight Show, Comedy Central, Lifetime, and she was on General Hospital, but we're praying for her.
Well, the whole point of doing this radio ad, Ron, is to let them know that you and I are Christian comedians and
we work from home, always at home. Please book one of us so we can get away from the other.
So go to comedyforall.com. Comedy, the number four, all.com.
And all proceeds go to our charity, Feed the Children, Our Children. Because when you marry a comedian, your dental plan is chew on the other side.
DRE license number 0117-4694, NMLS 264422. Mortgage rates are on the move again. This is Brett Bonecutter with American Capital Home Loans, and we want to cut your rate to the bone. Every day I'm asked how low rates are, and every day I give the same answer. They're almost the lowest in history, and the rate you get depends on what you qualify for. I could throw out the lowest number on an adjustable rate product for the perfect scenario like everyone else out there, but I'm not going to do that. I will say this. If you haven't looked at your rate in the last 12 months, you should give American Capital a call. Rates are in the threes, and I've seen 15-year rates in the twos. The simple truth is, if your current rate is 4% or higher, we can save you money every month. It's just good stewardship. Call American Capital today at 800-277-3600 and learn how much money you can save. Call American Capital Home Loans at 800-277-3600. That's 800-277-3600. 800-277-3600.
Does your retirement lifestyle have to be scaled back to live on less?
I had a couple come to me where the wife was ready to retire after 30 years. She would be given a lump sum of money to do with as she pleased.
LPL financial advisor Barbara Stoll.
They had never worked with an advisor and were very concerned that she would outlive her money if they were not careful. After listening to their concerns and goals, I was able to put a plan together to help them enjoy retirement. I can help you, regardless of your age, put together a plan for your retirement. It's never too soon or too late to start. Call me today so that you can get started.
To help you feel financially confident in your retirement years, call LPL financial advisor Barbara Stoll at 888-777-1130. There's absolutely no obligation, and your consultation is free. That's 888-777-1130. 888-777-1130. Barbara Stoll for your retirement planning. 888-777-1130. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
.5 KKLA.
Everything that happened to me on that bus happened every day, if not worse. Some of them I grew up with, but they turned on me because they didn't want to get bullied.
Hey, you're my buddy, okay?
I'm not your buddy.
I laughed about it because I wanted a friend, and strangely enough, you know, if my smile was gonna make me feel better and continue throughout these years of bullying, then that's what I did every day. I really didn't feel anything. I didn't feel the pain that I endured. I didn't feel like I cared about anything anymore. I didn't feel any emotion whatsoever. I felt depression, that was it.
That's from the Bully Effect special that aired on Cartoon Network this past weekend. And Dr. Mark Baker, the executive director of LaVie Counseling Centers, is back in studio with us. And Dr. Baker, do we get numb to the effects of what bullies do to us over time? He said he got to the point where he didn't feel anything.
Right. That's actually tragically very common. What most kids try to do in response to bullying, which is chronic aggressive behavior directed towards a kid, is they try to ignore it or laugh it off, because many of them were told that, just ignore them, or he's only doing that because he likes you, or those kinds of things they're being told. So what the kid tries to do is to ignore how it feels to be bullied, and that results in eventually becoming numb. And that leads to depression and hopelessness, and then the kids are really at risk kids. These kids have a higher incidence of suicide, certainly a higher incidence of depression and psychological problems that can last a lifetime.
And I just want to be clear, what you're saying is to feel nothing is much worse than to feel anger.
Correct.
Okay.
In situations like this, the appropriate thing is to feel anger, because good people...
It's unjust.
Correct.
Yeah.
Good people get angry in the face of wrongdoing.
Right.
It's called righteous indignation. And it's
I'm righteously indignant a lot.
You must be a good person.
Well, I don't know. I just feel righteously indignant a lot.
Well, because in the face of wrongdoing, if you are a moral person, forget about whether you're Christian or not. If you're a moral person created in the image of God, you should feel anger in the face of wrongdoing. And so when someone is repeatedly abusing another child, if you're the one receiving it or if you're the one seeing it happen, you should get angry.
Yeah.
There should be an anger that motivates you to do something.
At the very least, speak out. 888-995-KKLA. Let's talk to Tricia, who's calling from Norwalk. Hi, Tricia. You're on with Kevin McCullough and Dr. Mark Baker. Tricia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Tricia.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How can we help?
Tricia, go right ahead.
Well, I'm a person that actually experienced bullying in middle school. And I'm the type of person that, you know, I have this shy thing about me. And I think a lot of people, you know, that see that in other people, it gives them a green light to pick on them.
Yeah.
So I was picked on. I was bullied by a group of people. And I'm far from a fighter. I don't like trouble, so pretty much stay to myself. But after so long, I remember going home, putting my head in the toilet, saying, "Why don't people like me? Maybe I shouldn't be here."
Right.
You know. And then the little voice came in my head and said, "You have to defend yourself. You have to fight back." You know. So when I went to school the next day, that's exactly what I did. I had enough. I fought back. And then when I went to school the next day, they stopped bullying me. They didn't bully me anymore. I guess they felt, well, she's not really a fighter, but if you push her, she will fight. So let me leave her alone, you know, and that's not my character at all. But it started from 8th grade all the way to 10th grade. Yeah.
So it's interesting what she grade. It's yeah. interesting what she brings up, Dr. Baker, in that sometimes, I've heard this a lot, bullied, take a stand, the bullying stops.
Right. Yeah, bullies like victims. People who are chronic bullies, like we were talking about earlier, the guy who's got self-esteem problems, so he's looking to humiliate other kids because he feels bad about himself. That person is actually a coward inside, but he's able to get away with it if he's picking on someone who believes themselves to be a victim.
Right.
Someone who has a victim attitude. So they target those. And when that person turns and says, "I'm not going to be a victim anymore," then typically they move on to another target. Now, unfortunately, that doesn't do anything to stop the bullying from bullying. He's going to just find another target.
Right.
That's why we don't really recommend that kids necessarily fight back. We recommend that they tell adults, that the kids tell adults, they tell other kids, and they tell teachers. And you keep telling until someone listens, because usually they don't listen at first.
Is it okay to defend yourself?
I believe it is okay to defend
yourself. In a physical sense, like maybe you're off school grounds, maybe you're in a relatively private place where there's not a lot of adults around. Is it better to physically try to defend yourself in that arena, even though that's considered by some resorting to violence.
Well, I think at times, yes, you have to know what it means to defend yourself. I mean, there are some kids who are bullies who are bigger and stronger. And if you get in a fist fight with this guy, this could be disastrous for you. So we'd have to look at each case. But yes, but what does it mean to defend yourself? And I think the most important strategy is to tell and to keep telling until somebody listens.
Having advocates is the common sense thing.
It's the key thing.
And the more, the better.
And sometimes what we have found is that kids who tell other kids get the most help there. That you can intervene with another kid. If you see a kid being bullied, you can run in and grab his backpack and say, hey, I need to talk with you, and pull him away from the bully and make a big difference in those scenarios.
No, that's a good idea. Jesse in West Covina, we just have a few seconds, but go ahead and put your thought or comment to Dr. Baker.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, we're Jesse. Doing well. Thanks for being here.
Okay, so, Doctor, you used the word aggressive, but I believe that being bullied doesn't necessarily have to be aggressive, because my children have been passively been bullied, and eventually it will get aggressive.
Yeah.
And I think that as a parent, you need to talk to your kids, because they won't speak to you, but you need to take it out of them and find out what's going on at school and have them talk to you. And that's the only way that I'm finding out of things that are happening with my kids at school, is I ask them what's going on.
Absolutely.
And eventually they did talk to me, and I did go to the school. I did stand up for them, and things are changing. And I am telling my children, you do need to stand up for yourself. You need to defend yourself. And again, it has to be in a loving way,
yes,
not in an aggressive way.
Absolutely. So, you need to speak up and teach your kids to speak up. Teach your kids to talk with you, because you're right, there are different kinds of bullying. There's social bullying, emotional bullying, mm-hmm, and physical bullying. They're all aggressive, but they're just different kinds of aggression. And now we have cyberbullying, where kids are bullying each other through the internet. It's still aggressive, it's just not physical.
Jesse, thanks for the call. Going to take this break, check rapid traffic from the Azusa Pacific University Traffic Center.
On 99.5 KKLA.
I really needed to do something to better myself if I wanted to go anywhere. The emotional ups basically are a function of having the exposure to professional individuals who are teaching. It's very encouraging to hear people who are Christians, who are out there in the workforce, and they're applying their knowledge and their skills, and then they're coming back and sharing that with us in the classroom.
Complete your bachelor's degree at the Master's College by attending class one night a week and earn your degree in as little as 19 months with a strong Christian perspective in your business training. Get the education you need to advance your career and your faith.
Anyone who wants to improve themselves, and especially in a Christian environment, should call the Master's College Center for Professional Studies to see if it's right for you.
Find out more at masters.edu/CPS. That's masters.edu/CPS, or call 800-515-3222.
Tired of the runaround from the banks? Ready to actively fight for a better mortgage payment? Then join forces with the Rodriguez Law Group and take control. The Rodriguez Law Group and Patricia Rodriguez have helped hundreds of families stay in their homes. Tired of trying to work with a bank only to be run in circles? Even if you've tried and failed before, the Rodriguez Law Group can still help you. If you've been waiting for the bank to complete your modification and it seems like they're stalling, the Rodriguez Law Group has tools to help motivate the bank to make a decision. If you're facing foreclosure, even with a sale date, the Rodriguez Law Group can keep you in your home. Call now for a free consultation at 626-593-5777. That's 626-593-5777. Time is running out. Call 626-593-5777. 626-593-5777.
I had rosacea and larger pores, so I wanted to make sure that my skin was going to look as good as possible.
That's multi-Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter and longtime KKLA listener Dina Carter talking about why she went to Rejuvia.
It was something I prayed about, because as a woman, I go back and forth getting older and vanity. Hearing about it through Frank, because I respected him so much, it just gave me the courage to go in and talk to them and then say, it's okay to take care of what God's given us.
Dina received the Matrix treatment following Dr. Shea's medical evaluation of her skin.
It's really helped my skin tone, and the pores are a lot smaller. Fine lines are better. I would absolutely recommend Dr. Shea. It was such a positive experience there.
Call Rejuvia to book a medical evaluation of your skin with Dr. Shea. Free when you mention KKLA. Plus, get a free triple rejuvenation skin peel valued at $200 with any scheduled treatment. Call 626-441-8968. 626-441-8968. 626-441-8968.
Parents want their students to become strong Christians as adults, but many young people drop out of church and walk away from their faith in Christ after college. Hi, I'm Michael Barker of Ambassador High School, a new Christian college prep high school inside the LA Galaxy Soccer Center in Torrance. Our purpose is to train students for public and personal success by growing their faith and becoming godly leaders who influence the values of our culture. If you're looking for excellence, discipleship, and faithfulness, this is Ambassador. Here's another Ambassador High advantage. College is more expensive than ever. Ambassador offers an early college program with transferable units that could count for up to 2 years of college credit and add your students' ability to get top scholarships. And for well-rounded sports, we have 6 indoor soccer fields, volleyball, and basketball courts. For more information, log on to ambassadorhigh.org, then call 310-356-0950. That's 310-356-0950. Ambassador, a Christian college prep high school, 310-356-0950.
When bullying is going on, how do you respond to it? That's what we're talking about with Dr. Mark Baker on 99.5 KKLA. It's Kevin McCullough at The Intersection. Let's go to Joelle calling from Rancho Cucamonga. Hey, Joelle, welcome.
Hi.
Hey, Joelle.
Hi. I have I am a mother of quadruplets, and I have a child, which is, her name is Haley, and she has disabilities, and 4 girls had taken my daughter into the bathroom and tried to take her clothes off because they wanted to see what was wrong with her. And there was no teachers around whatsoever. After that, she was screaming, and 2 girls had stopped, said, no, she's getting upset, she's getting upset. So then the recess bell rang, and she went into the line, and the teachers didn't even notice that she had peed all over herself in the wheelchair. And when I had called the principal, they did nothing. They never called. I tried to even reach the district.
Yeah.
And the district, I even had to get an attorney.
Right.
And the district did nothing. And after finally, when I got an attorney, that this happened with her, and she is very embarrassed.
Well, we're short on time, and I'm apologizing for doing this, but we've only got 30 seconds left in the show. Dr. Baker.
Okay. Oh, thanks for sharing. I'm so sorry to hear that, Joelle. The school does have to get involved. Now, I don't know if this was happening on a chronic basis to your daughter, but that's the kind of thing that needs to be addressed with the school.
And if someone feels like they're not being heard by the school, what's something that they should do?
Well, you have to keep talking until someone hears you.
Same principle.
It's the same principle because, unfortunately, most teachers are not trained to know how to deal with bullying. Most administrators haven't received enough training. And you may have to start a grassroots campaign at your school to educate people.
Not a bad idea.
So they'll learn.
It's 6:30. That's Dr. Mark Baker, LaVie Counseling Centers, laviecounseling.org online. And Kevin McCullough, we'll see you tomorrow on The Intersection of Faith and Reason on 99.5 KKLA.